Some surprises are in store for art lovers attending the showing of works from the permanent collection at the McLean County Arts Center, now through August 21st. That's according to Doug Johnson, the center's director. He says the exhibitions committee combed the center's catalog to select the works currently on view. Johnson says of the over 300 items in the permanent collection, not all come from McLean County-based artists.
It's really broader than that. Although we have a number of artists that have a direct local connection, we had a number of board members back in the 30s, 40s, and 50s that had selected some fairly important artists and then donated those works to the Arts Center. So it's a wide range and sometimes a fairly unusual range of work, but there's a lot of New York artists from the 40s and 50s. It's a funny mix between those artists that have, you know, a national but historic reputation and other artists which have a more local connection.
I understand you have a work by Grant Wood that's in the show.
We sure do. It is a hand-colored lithograph of wildflowers. That was part of a diptych where there was tame flowers. And this is probably, 15 by 20. This work came to us from our friend Clarice Jefferson, who passed away a couple years ago. Initially, her intent was to give it to my wife and I, and we thought, no, this is really something that has to be shared with the community. And so we encouraged her to donate instead to the Art Center. But it was a work that her mother had purchased. Her mother, a lot of people in the community knew. Her name was Mary Ruffley Parker Walker, and she had been for 16 years the jewelry professor at ISU. But she was born in England in 1904, and she was, by all accounts, a free-spirited person, and she came to the Americas and actually had studied with Grant Wood in Iowa. And it was there that she purchased this terrific work. And it had hung in Clarice's apartment for years, and I had always admired it. And so it was really wonderful to be able to have that gift to the Art Center and really to the community.
You, of course, had to include Harold Greger in your show. Above the Farm 4 is a color linocut that you included. And it's very interesting. It's very moody looking, and it's not this, you know, sort of photorealism with regards to the color that we expect.
Well, you know, Harold was a pretty amazing artist. His work is really an amalgam of a lot of artists, and not least of them is Henri Matisse, and it's Matisse's color sense and sophistication that this work really represents. It was a print that was originally used as a fundraiser for our zoo. And so it was a wonderful piece. We were grateful to be one of the recipients of that when it became available.
Oh, so somebody donated it to you?
Yeah, actually that came from Warren and Lillian Huddleston. And most of the works, you know, we have the attribution of who they came from. You know, we received a number of pieces from Margaret Wakely and from Elizabeth Stein, and very recently, just gosh, a couple weeks ago, we got a treasure trove from Barry Blinderman as he was moving to Los Angeles and downsizing his collection.
Yeah, and Barry used to be the curator at the University Galleries at Illinois State, so I'm sure he had some interesting things in his collection. So if people do have some paintings on the wall, some sculptures, what have you, and maybe they are downsizing or what have you, they should definitely consider the McLean County Arts Center in the permanent collection.
Oh, sure, certainly. And that's where a large portion of this collection comes from. You know, the great thing about a collection like this is not only does a donor get a tax credit, but the community gets this repository of the community's art history and legacy. So it's been just lovely.
Do you go out every year looking for things to add to the permanent collection, or do you just let them come to you?
A little of both, but by and large, the majority of things we have in the collection are things that people have purchased and have loved, but they are no longer able to sustain that part of their collection, or they've sometimes changed their taste. But, you know, I get calls every week from someone who has some treasure that they would love to share with the community. And most of the time we can find a way to include that. Sometimes we are surprised by the works that are in our community. You know, I've been into people's houses and seen Rembrandt prints. I saw a 15th century embroidery tapestry in a farmhouse out in the country. I never would have believed it.
What are a couple of the other standouts from the show that you think people ought to keep their eye out for when they come in to view it?
Of course, we have one of the Blue Dog prints by George Rodrigue, and that was from a 1993 fundraiser we had here at the Arts Center. Most of my favorites are really that work from those artists that had studied with the Ashcan School in New York in the 40s and 50s. Maybe I'm a bit romantic, but we have a Doris Rosenthal painting of a Mexican girl. We have a Marion Greenwood portrait of an African-American man from 1948 that is just a stunner. It's just terrific to be able to see that. A Rupert Kilgore woodcut print, and Kilgore had been the chairperson of the art department at Illinois Wesleyan until his death in 71. So it's remarkable to see these time capsules of interest and expansive. But my favorite piece is actually an acrylic painting on paper by Jim Wynn. And Jim had been a student of Harold Greger's, and he lives in the western Chicago suburbs and has a national reputation. You would find his work in all the major museums across the U.S., and this is a painting he had done as a student that's just a knockout, just a stunner. And to be able to have a work by an artist as notable as Jim from an early stage is just a treat. Our job here at the Art Center is really community development, and the arts are our vehicle for that. And so to have a collection like this, which speaks to who we are and who we have been as a community and what our cultural interests are and how expansive those are to include artists that have a national reputation, that had a local connection, all of that's a treat. And I think what people can experience when they come to see a show like this is not just, you know, these beautiful masterworks, but a sense of self and a sense of place.
That's Doug Johnson, director of the McLean County Arts Center in Bloomington. Selections from the permanent collection will be on view through August 21st and will be open to groups of six or less by appointment. Masks and physical distancing are required. I'm Laura Kennedy.